Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. George Lundberg and this is At Large at Medscape. I have to tell you, this is really difficult to talk about. Can the U.S. healthcare EMR, EHR, HIS, PHR mess be fixed? I doubt that very many of you readers would disagree that it is one god-awful mess as of 2014. But the problems without an EMR are worse than with one. And as a society, we depend so much on technology, it must be fixed. I started working with computers in medicine in 1963. I have never been a techie, but I got hooked on their potential then and have never stopped trying. Disclosure, I worked for both Medicalogic when it marketed Logician and WebMD when it marketed the medical manager. So I have been part of this evolving mess. I own no stock in either or any other such. So, let's try to analyze simply. What has been wrong about the US EMR effort? What has been right about it? And what needs to be done to fix it? First, what's wrong? Most current EMRs were developed by software engineers primarily to serve the financial interests of healthcare facilities. Clinical usefulness for physicians and nurses was an afterthought. The hardware software used for most EMRs is still old-style, legacy-based, even if enterprise-wide. Our decentralized approach to EMR product development and the large amount of money available has resulted in hundreds of vendors, each seeking a competitive edge and striving for uniqueness, thus assuring incompatibility. Of course we have little interoperability. Once the mega billions came available, lobbying forced the rapid adoption of old, unfriendly systems. Errors in diagnosis and treatment may often be increased, not decreased, by EMRs. Fraudulent clinical data entry is encouraged by the quick and easy checkbox buttons. Copy and paste of repetitive information without serious thought has become a norm. There is massive disconnect in the marketplace, as evidenced again by the 2014 Medscape survey. What's right? After many decades of resistance to using EMRs, large and increasing numbers of hospitals and physicians are now using increasingly clinical-oriented EMRs. The federal government has used both sugar, monetary incentives, and the club, financial penalties for failure to implement, to motivate adoption. Large numbers of real physicians are now engaged and angry at the squandered opportunities. Now that their attention has been gained, maybe those myriad smart docs will help to build new generations of these systems that will actually help them practice better medicine. Physicians now routinely access the internet in a wide variety of ways for amazingly easy access to trustworthy and relevant clinical information. The handheld, PDA, smartphone, mobile app revolution is roaring with giant promises made and delivered, and modern physicians are deeply into using these approaches. What's needed? Interoperability across facilities, healthcare groups, state lines, publicly and privately owned systems, and patients. Enhanced ease of use at the get-go of planning, not as an afterthought. Cloud-based engineering as the dominant approach. Portability of information access. Patient-centered thinking to produce systems that enhance rather than impede empathetic patient-physician interaction. Rapid clinical record search capability. Think Google, Yahoo, and Bing for the medical records you need. Why not? There must be a way to make these IT systems more helpful to patient safety than they now are. All this, plus practical clinical decision support systems incorporating advanced relevant data analytics. Summary. The immense promise of electronic health records has yet to be realized, and that is a good thing, because the best is yet to come. The contrast between instant access, algorithmic mobile apps, lightning fast search, and transmission as a useful dominant versus the data overload, cumbersome, clunkety, clickety, I can't seem to find what I need, and then I don't believe it because I know somebody faked it. Standard EMRs would be funny if it were not so tragic. Did somebody say privacy and security of information? You've got to be kidding. There is none. But think about paper records. There's also little privacy and security there. Let's all fix this sucker. It can be done. The future for EMRs is now, but hey guys, get modern. It's all about user experience. That's my opinion. I'm Dr. George Lundberg at large at Medscape.